time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Tina Rowley and Tanya Kulo from the Price City Library. We're going to talk about grants and then all kinds of different programs and exciting things that are going on down at the Price City Library. We're going to talk with Tina first. Tina, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Tina, you are the library coordinator down there, right?
Yes, I am.
So how are things going down at the Price City Library right now?
Going very well. We're hanging in there with everything that's going on, but we're doing well.
And you guys are almost back to normal hours and everything, and as far as everything goes down there. You do have a couple of restrictions, though, I would imagine?
We do. We're trying to limit somebody to stay in for 60 minutes or less. Also, our computers are restricted to 60 minutes or less. Our hours are exactly the same as they were before. But other than that, things are pretty much normal.
So you're back to running pretty normal as far as things go, and things seem to be going okay for you, you said.
Yes, it's going well. Thank you.
All right. So let's start talking about, you are the grant coordinator down there. So let's talk about a couple of grants that you guys had. And one of them just got finished up, and it was really allowing more access to the library. So let's talk about that one first.
Right. We it's the CDBG grant. It's the Community Development Block Grant. It funded the ADA ramp into the basement.
And why was that so important? How did people, were they not able to get down in the basement before if they had issues with that?
No, they weren't able to because there was just the inside stairs. And our children's room is downstairs in the basement, so we wanted to have access to it for everybody.
And so that grant is taken care of now, and you said the ramp is up and running and working perfectly.
It is. We just opened it a couple of weeks ago. We are planning a ribbon-cutting ceremony for it on April 12th at 3 p.m., and the public is welcome to attend.
So get on out there and enjoy that ramp and another way to enter the library and go and downstairs. Downstairs was, I've got to admit, downstairs is my favorite part.
Yeah, it's pretty nice down there, and the kids love it.
They do, and my kids are 19 and 20 years old, but I still enjoy the downstairs part. It's a lot of fun. In fact, the other day we were down there, because I think that's one thing that people don't realize, too, that you guys have, is all the movies that you guys have.
Right. Our movies are upstairs, actually. All of them are upstairs now.
Okay, and we used to, my kids used to, when they were little, they loved the Barbie movies on DVD, and we were so excited. They were so excited that they actually went and checked out Barbie movies and brought them home and watched them about 2 or 3 months ago.
Oh.
But they have all kinds of great stuff down there. If you don't think about that, think about the library if you're looking for a movie that's a little different as well.
Right.
All right, and then you guys had another grant that came in, so let's talk about that one.
Okay, well, the other one is the Children's Teen Enhancement. It is through the Institute of Museum and Library Services and the Utah State Library. They give us a certain amount of money, and we have to order from their list, which is well-reviewed, current 2020-2021 titles, award-winning books.
And so how much was that grant worth?
$3,000.
And that's $3,000 worth of new books that are coming to the Price City Library.
Right, and they're all award-winning books.
And so they'll be coming in. Have you already ordered them, or is it pretty new that you're still kind of going through the list and deciding what you're going to need?
We've ordered about half of them. Are several that are already out on the shelves. If they want to know if it came from that, there is a sticker on the inside that said that it was funded by the Institute of Museum and Library Sciences and Utah State Library. It's in the front cover.
All right, Tina, we're going to let you go, and we're going to turn over to Tanya now and kind of talk to her about some of the great programs that are going on down there at the library. Thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
We are now speaking with Tanya Kulo. She is the program coordinator down there at the library. Tanya, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Dave?
Doing well, doing well. There's always great, fun stuff that goes on down at the library, and I would imagine that there may be a few restrictions and things like that, but you still have great things planned, don't you?
We do. We do. Actually, on Monday, April 12th, we are opening our story hour so that families can come to the library and enjoy the story time that we usually do at 11 a.m. We will be having you register for it, sign up for it, so that we can kind of have more of a control of how many children we have there at that time with their families. And they can do that. They can call the library for that, or they can come in and just sign them up of what days they would like to come in. And we're going to start that on the 12th, and we're real excited. It's been a year since when we've been able to do story times, and so we're excited for that to happen.
I would say so. That's some exciting times. You know, every time I talk to, like, teachers and things like that, and I even talk to the Robbie Jensen that runs the Senior Citizen Center, they miss their students. You guys probably miss your kiddos coming in for story time and things like that as well.
We do. We do. They light up the library, and we've been limited on how many people we could have in the library and so forth, and we're starting to list some restrictions for that also. And when you don't see them, it's like, oh, they just liven up your life here and make you smile. So we're so excited to get them back and to enjoy some time reading with them.
All right, so that's coming up on April 12th. And then what else have you got in the plans for the library down there?
And so right now we're just opening up with our story time, and then we'll be opening some more programs. But we are starting we're going to start our summer reading, and registration for that is May 3rd through the 21st. And they do need to pre-register for this. We have three different groups that are doing summer reading, we have our toddler to four-year-olds, and they will do the story time that we normally do, but we are having that pre-registered also. And that will be Mondays and Wednesdays at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. And then we have the 5 and 7-year-old summer reading activity, and those will be every other week for the month of June and July. And those are also pre-registered for, and that will be on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. And then the teen summer reading for 8 to 15-year-olds will be every Thursday at 1. And we are having them pre-register right now. We're still not quite for sure how we're going to do it. They'll come and do the craft here. If they'll take it home, it will just depend on how many children we have signing up. And as long as the mandate, we don't have to have the mandate for the masks and so forth, you know, we'll see how, when it comes that time in June, of how we do it.
All right. So we're looking forward to the summer reading program making a comeback and story time making a comeback as well. Tanya, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. Now, if anybody has questions about these programs, where's the best place to go?
Give us a call. Give us a call at 636-3188. Also, Facebook. We usually put anything that we're doing on Facebook. So become our friends on Facebook.
All right. Tanya, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.